BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. I do have to begin today's program with some sad news today. Many of you have been praying for Lois Evans, the wife of Dr. Tony Evans. Well, Dr. Tony Evans announced via Facebook that his wife Lois passed away this morning after battling a rare form of cancer. This is December 30th. Tony Evans is the senior pastor at Oak Cliff Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and he wrote that his wife was surrounded by family when she passed away. He wrote, "Just before the sun came up this morning, the love of my life, Lois Irene Evans, transitioned from earth and watched her first sunrise from heaven. I had the privilege of holding her hand as she was lulled into eternity. Our four children surrounded her as well. As she slipped away, we told her how much we love her, how proud we are of her, and how thankful we are for the life she has lived. We are what we are because of her. Thank you so much for praying for my wife and for my family. God answered our prayers this morning by relieving her of suffering, but the truth is, he has been answering our prayers all along. Lois lived beyond medical expectations not once, but over and over again. God has been so kind to give us more time to make wonderful memories. While we know the coming days will be challenging, right now we're grateful for the life and love of a woman who planted seeds that will bear fruit for generations to come. Thank you for your continued prayers for our family as we grieve, and also for your patience as we finalize our plans to honor her life." Lois Evans had been battling cancer. It was October 25th of this year that Dr. Evans wrote on Instagram that chemotherapy and radiation were no longer options for his wife, but they were believing God for supernatural healing. And despite her health concerns, Lois was still very active in attending church and worship events. She co-founded the Urban Alternative in 1981 along with her husband, and is credited with helping to organize, develop, and expand the outreach of the ministry. Be praying for Dr. Tony Evans and his family and their church as well, as they grieve the loss of Lois Evans, but thankful that she is now pain-free and with her Savior. One other note here, tragedy unfolded over the weekend. First, there was the attack upon the Jews during Hanukkah on Friday, and then it was at a church on Sunday. Our hearts are also heavy with the anti-Semitism, which is so prevalent across our land, as well as the attack upon those who worship the Lord. Tomorrow's Crosstalk, we're going to be going further into the church shooting and also some related issues to that as to what's happening in Virginia in particular. In the meantime, we encourage you to remember to pray for those whose lives have been so impacted through these attacks. Well, now for today, as we transition from one year to the next, many people take time to set personal goals for their life. Perhaps it has to do in areas of financial discipline, such as setting a budget or putting more into savings. Perhaps it has to do with weight loss or starting an exercise program. Perhaps it's having a commitment to establish better family relationships, and yet others take time to set spiritual goals for the new year. Maybe it's a consistent time in God's Word on a daily basis, or spending more time in prayer. Maybe it's being consistent witness for Christ in the new year. Well, today on the program, our guest is going to present a challenge as it relates to scripture memorization as we start a new year. Joining us today, we welcome Tom Meyer. He's known as the Bible Memory Man. He has memorized over 20 books of the Bible. He's a frequent speaker at churches and conferences where he presents the Bible spoken dramatically from memory. He's an associate professor of Bible study of Bible at Shasta Bible College and a representative with Word Sower Ministries. He's put together the King James Version New Testament Memorization Study Bible. Tom, welcome here to Crosstalk.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Tom, scripture memory has not just been a fad with you, but it's been an integral part of your life. Tell us, when did you actively get involved in scripture memory?
Well, to make a long story short, I'm 43 now, and I started memorizing when I was about 25. The pastor of my church challenged me to memorize that passage from Matthew chapter 6, you know, the one that talks about, consider the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went off to Bible college from Illinois to California, I memorized that on the way out on Highway 80. And, you know, about, 17, 18 years later, I haven't given up. And I've been able to see in my life and in the life of others the benefits, the dividends that come from hiding God's word in your heart.
Now, there are those who will memorize a verse of Scripture and feel quite satisfied and leave it at that. What triggered in your life saying, I need to do this more, I need to do it often, I need to do this to a grander scale than just that casual verse here and there?
Well, I think often of Psalm 119, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways, which is a huge concern for all of us and our children and our grandchildren. How does someone cleanse their ways? And the answer is right there, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And I know you and those listening, we believe that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted whole chapters, whole books, to fill my whole heart. So to the best of my ability in this fallen world, to be able to think and to practice and to move and have my being with God's word in my heart and in my mind.
And when we look at society, I see those verses you quoted from Psalm 119 there. When we consider our society today and how do we keep our way clean, we live in a very impure world. And what you're saying is that Scripture reminds us by hiding God's word in our heart, it's going to help us keep our way clean in this life.
You know, you're absolutely right. I live close enough to San Francisco where you can smell it, okay? Mm-hmm. And in many ways, San Francisco kind of reminds you of Ephesus. And in 1 John, if he was writing to Ephesus, the key to overcoming the world that they live in, that port city that came, all the trappings that came along with a port city, you know, the way which also was the headquarters of Artemis or Diana, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, this pagan goddess we read about in the book of Acts. And he tells the people in the pew there that I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Well, what's the cause and the effect here? Why are they strong? I've written unto you because you are strong. And here it is, the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So it's kind of the New Testament way of saying, because you people are hiding God's word in your heart, that's giving you the ability, when you leave the four walls of the church, when you're out in this world, to overcome. And that's one of John's favorite words. He uses it, and Jesus uses it a lot in the Gospel of John and the Revelation. He uses it often and in his epistles, too.
You know, it's amazing when you talk to some individuals, Tom, about sports. They can go back and quote stats from virtually every key player on the team. They can tell you, what team won their championship for years on end. They can tell you players from years ago, what college they went to, how their rookie year was, and on the information flows. But when it comes to asking about memorizing Scripture, you often hear, oh, I just can't memorize. I have a real hard time memorizing. How do you account for that?
Well, number one, we're interested in what we want to be interested in. That's why we like to hold the remote control when we watch TV. You know, we like what we like. But, you know, I was once an aficionado of statistics. And as a young child, I had tons and tons of baseball cards. And I would memorize the back of those. And I could see, looking back, how God, the Holy Spirit, used that exercise, that worldly, whatever word you want to use, exercise of memorizing statistics to kind of get me to where I am today. But you're right, you know, we're interested in what we want to be interested in. And if we could exert some of that energy and effort in the upcoming year to hiding God's word in our heart, it's a lot of work. It's very difficult for me. But you'll see that sooner than later the benefits will be obvious.
Let's talk about those benefits. You've referred to that a couple times already. What are those benefits that you refer to?
Right, exactly. You know, why should I memorize? I mean, keeping aside the fact that the Word of the Living God says so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have it on my phone. I have four copies at home, and et cetera. Well, number one, it puts the mind of the living God within reach. And, you know, He's spoken, and He isn't speaking again. He's written it. It's finished. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the mind and the heart of the living God, that it's right there. It's on your lips. It's in your heart, and you can think upon it and dwell upon it and then put it into action no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. And second, having the Word of God hidden in your heart, it provides you with words of comfort in a time of need, either for yourself if you need it or if someone else needs it. You don't have to, you know, fumble around the pages of the Bible or just, you know, you got it right there in your heart. And next, I mean, look at it. Let's get real. It's our weapon in Ephesians chapter 6. Everything that we're wearing, spiritually speaking, is defensive. Breastplate, shoes, shield, helmet, belt. It's all defense except, obviously, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that word for word in Greek is not logos, it's rhema. And it has the idea of a thing spoken. And it reminds me of the Lord Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by the devil. Remember how he combated the adversary with quoting Scripture. And so those are just a handful of the benefits that come from memorizing it.
As we take a look at Scripture itself, we find that, let's see, John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And I guess one of the questions is, how can the Holy Spirit bring things back to our remembrance if it's never been there in our mind to begin with?
It's exactly right. I mean, he doesn't drive parked cars. You know, there has to be something there, like you're saying, for him to call up to your heart and then to put into action. Mm-hmm. And that comes from Bible memorization. It's hard work. It's discipline. It takes me, on average, an hour a day, every day, for 1 month, maybe just to do one chapter.
Well, you've developed a New Testament King James Version Memory Study Bible, and while the text is all there, it's laid out different than any Bible I've ever seen before, and we'll talk about the layout in a moment, but I'd like to first talk about memory itself. How is a memory made? How does our memory work?
Well, for me, it's repetition, and I think, you know, obviously we have short-term memories and long-term memories, and thankfully, the short-term memories can clean. Just because a bird lands on your head, you don't have to let it build a nest, right? You have some memories that are good and some are bad, but the short-term ones, they kind of just shoo it off, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the long-term ones, it takes discipline, it takes work, and it's not easy. And once you find the right technique, because we all learn differently, we all know that, you know, once you find the right technique that really works for you, and then you can put that into practice, or your kids can put it into practice, it does get, quote-unquote, easier to memorize the more you do it. It's like a muscle, any other muscle you work out. You know, the stronger it gets, the easier, quote-unquote, it becomes.
Tom Meyer is our guest today. He's known as the Bible Memory Man, and he has put together what's called the Memorization Study Bible. It's a King James Version New Testament Bible, which we'll be telling you a little bit later in the program how you can obtain a copy of it. But we're going to take a quick break here on the program, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about this memorization plan that that Tom has found successful in his life, and others have as well, as they've employed the techniques that he has come up with here to put them into practice. And also, we'll be going through some of those timely tips in the memorization of God's Word. Back in just 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is there any evidence that man and dinosaurs lived together?
Yes, indeed there is, Chris. The Bible even describes dinosaur-like beasts in the book of Job, and Job lived after the flood. Also, we see numerous places where native peoples drew pictures of dinosaur-like beasts. Almost every nation around the world has legends of dragons, huge reptilian beasts that sound very much like our modern-day reconstructions of dinosaurs. Recently, some very interesting burial stones have been excavated from tombs in South America, which clearly show dinosaurs and humans together. These stones date from long before dinosaurs were reconstructed from their fossils. As far as we know, no dinosaurs are alive today, but we have good evidence that dinosaur-like beasts existed along with humans in the not-too-distant past. It all started back in Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
We'll be right back.
We're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Tom Meyer. He's known as the Bible Memory Man and has put together the King James Version New Testament Memorization Study Bible. And there is a lot of people who make resolutions here as a new year takes place. And today the challenge is that of scripture memorization. Tom, you have several introductory pages in the Memorization Study Bible, and there's something called the magical number 7 plus or minus 2. What is that all about?
Well, I was able to earn 2 master's degrees in Jerusalem, at Jerusalem University College, mm-hmm. and it's a stone throw away from the Temple Mount and from Calvary and et cetera. And while I was able to live there for 4 or 5 years, I was able to really rub shoulders with rabbis, Jews who memorize mostly, of course, like Talmud and Mishnah, mm-hmm. oral law stuff, but Eastern Christians, I mean, 8-year-olds who have all 150 Psalms memorized. And so I was able to kind of pick their brains a little bit and to figure out, how do you memorize? How do you guys do this? And how do they do it in antiquity? And one of the main techniques in regards to writing was the magic number 7. Whenever they would write out with pen and paper to memorize something, they'd always keep 8 words or less on each line. And that's what's called an eye's glance. Like when we're driving down the highway, you see a billboard, there's always 8 words or less on each line, because that can, like we were talking about earlier, can stick nicely in your short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
So by writing it out, 8 words or less for the most part on each line, and saying it when you write it, then your mind and your eye and your hand and your mouth and your ear are all working together in unison.
So you actually take this principle into account when you put together the Memorization Study Bible. Tell us about the layout.
You know, there's so many amazing study Bibles out there. There really are. But I couldn't find one that was geared towards or focused on one of the most important disciplines of our spiritual life, and that's memorization. It just wasn't there. So we created it using the 3 major techniques or 3 pillars of memorization that I learned while I was in the Holy Land. And one of the huge helps is format. And so this Bible is formatted in such, it's the same chapters and verses,
right,
the same word,
right,
but it's formatted in such a way that makes it memorizable.
Okay, so therefore every line is no longer than 8 words, is that correct?
That's correct. And it's almost like in stanza form or a poetical form.
Mm-hmm.
And it, when you look at it, it's not as overwhelming as if you look at a verse that's like maybe, all these words in it. There's just no shape to it. But if you can write it out like the way I suggested and then say it when you write it, that's one of the 3 pillars or techniques that it has helped. It's hard work, like I said, but it has helped me, not through the Holy Spirit as well, of course, but memorize 20 books. So it's possible.
So you talk about these 3 pillars, and so let's briefly describe what those are.
Well, the first one is memorization by hearing. Now, in the most literal sense, we really don't hear the voice of God throughout the week. I mean, we listen to great shows, and when we read the Bible normally in the West, we don't read it aloud, and we really don't hear, "Now I saw heaven open and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war." But to be able to hear it,
mm-hmm.
especially for the little ones, because I have 4 children under 8, to hear it, I think the Bible was originally meant more for the ears than the eyes. Because we have these verses like, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one," or "Be doers of the word, not hearers only," on and on and on. So there's this orality of Scripture that has kind of been lost or shattered or whatever word you want to use in the West today. But, to be able to listen to a chapter at a time over and over, that's a fantastic way to memorize. I know a guy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who had a total of a 2-hour commute every day, and he was just listening to a chapter of Romans at a time, and he has the whole book memorized. It doesn't say that word if I hit in my heart that I might stand in front and speak it for God's glory, and so I don't sin again. It's a personal thing, primarily. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first technique, is just listening to it, hearing it over and over and over again.
Okay, and then you've got a writing component to it as well.
I do, yeah, and that kind of ties in with that second pillar of writing it out. And when we look at the verse and we can keep it in so it's not as intimidating when there's eight words or less on each line and we can write it when we say it, then, like I mentioned, our mind and our eye and our hand and our mouth and our ear, all our members that we can possibly employ are being used together. And especially with, you know, the younger children, too. Because we meet people and they have verses memorized, but they memorized them when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
And praise the Lord, they still have them, but it's just get them while they're young kind of idea. And to have your kids just sit down and write it out and say it when they write it a little bit each day. If they just did one verse a week, they could have the whole book of Titus or the whole book of Jonah or et cetera memorized by a year from now.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then the third and final technique is to memorize by reading it. And one of the keys there is to read it aloud once again. You know, in the West, mm-hmm. like a touchdown, we really don't. We don't read aloud very much, and we're not allowed to do it in the libraries. You're
right.
Shunned if you do it in public on an airplane or something like that. So it's our culture that we live in. But just to be able to take the text and just to read it aloud, our mouths are smart, and they have a memory. And when you can speak that word and your mouth can shape those letters and words and syllables and et cetera, and you can speak it out and it goes back in your ear, it's a fantastic way. So those are generally speaking, or a hybrid thereof, of the three main pillars of how to memorize.
I've opened it up here, and I've got the Gospel according to John open, chapter 3, verse 36, and I see that it's broken down into various lines. One is six words, one is three, then seven, then four, then eight. So it has, he that believeth on the Son, is the first line, hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son, next line, shall not see life. Next line, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So it's broken down in those little phrases, those anywhere from 3 to 8 words to help the brain capture that in. That's what you're doing here, right?
Exactly. So instead of taking that whole big steak, right, you're cutting it up into little bite-sized pieces,
mm-hmm.
and you're just digesting a line at a time. Kind of like Isaiah said, line upon line, line upon line.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting concept here in the Memorization Study Bible, and I noticed that in addition to the Bible, you've got some other helps, one is which you present 6 timely tips in your Memorization Study Bible. Let me just mention one of the tips, and you just comment on it. Number one, you have memorized one verse at a time. Why is that important?
Well, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's hard work. And especially since we live in a very copy-paste kind of Facebook tweet, file-forget kind of world where we really don't have to memorize anything anymore, which is a blessing on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's kind of a cursing in a sense because we really don't use that quote-unquote part of our mind to memorize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unlike in antiquity where Josephus, and, you know, I don't know if he was exaggerating or not, but Josephus said that by going up to the Feast of Tabernacles once a year, every 7 years, and hearing the Torah read aloud, the Jews had it so engraved on their heart it could never be erased.
Hmm.
So, but we don't live in that kind of oral world, really, you know? And so we have to start somewhere. So
yeah.
I think a goal of a verse a week is very doable, and it's a good place to start.
Okay, so memorize one verse at a time. Number two, you say the verse aloud while writing. It's very important, and you've commented on that aspect. That when we actually speak those words, it really helps our brain retain that as well, doesn't it?
It does, because a different part of your mind is working when you're actually uttering it, and then the word goes out, and then the word comes in through your ears and filters back down into your heart. So the more members we can use in the process, I think the more it's going to stick.
The third one is minimize distractions so you can focus. There's a lot of distractions around us. This is quite an important tip, isn't it?
It is so important. You know, we all have our quiet time or something like that every day, and I don't forsake reading in my quiet time. I add that on to the memorization as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important just to zero in on that particular passage that you want to memorize, find the technique that works for you, and get in a nice quiet. And we're just asking 10 minutes a day. But, you know, there's a verse that says in 3 John, you know this one, I have no greater joy than that my children walk in truth.
Yeah.
And what do you think God the Father thinks in heaven looking down on us below, right? That he has no greater joy than that we walk in this truth, and the best way to know this truth, as we all know, is to have it in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Number four, use a small ruler or piece of paper to isolate the verse you're learning on the page. Why is that important?
Well, that has to do along the same mind of kind of focus and formatting, and instead of kind of getting lost in the weeds with all the verses and everything around it, just to kind of just zero in. Some people will use a note card, like a 3x5 card or something like that, and write the verse on there and keep that. So it's just, you're just focusing on that bullseye right there and not all of the other things going around it.
The fifth point you've mentioned, integrate this into your daily or weekly devotional time. You said 10 minutes a day. And then number six was challenge your family to learn one verse a week, which you've also mentioned. Tom, you mentioned you have four children under eight. Have they started memorization?
Well, yes. I'm not very pushy, if I could say that, pushy with them in regards to memorization. They go to, the kids' clubs, and they memorize there, and Sunday school, and we do homeschool as well.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's a little bit sprinkled in there, but also I think they get it twofold. Besides that, is just throughout the course of the day, I'll sprinkle scripture in when it's necessary, without necessarily saying Judges 21:3 or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, says that, right? You know, like, do not say I'm going to do unto her what she has done unto me. Just you know, verses like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of just, it's like in Deuteronomy 6, right? You're reciting these words to your children when you're rising up, when you're sitting at the table, when you're walking. I'm paraphrasing it. I don't have it memorized.
Right.
But you get the idea. It's just part of your daily life.
Yeah.
And then also when they go to bed, you know, I'll tell them they can pick what they want to hear, and I'll present the Word of God to them and try and get them to interact with it and to maybe even act it out a little bit and to get them involved in it. And you know how little kids are. They love to act, and they love to, you know, to play and to be able to, you know, appropriately incorporate that into the narrative, into the account. It really helps it stick.
The Memorization Study Bible, this is a King James Version New Testament, and again, it's broken down unlike any other study Bible in that it's designed specifically for memorization purposes. This is a paperback edition. It's not bounded leather, anything like that, but it's laid out. It is just shy of 500 pages due to the layout. But Crosstalk is making available this New Testament Memorization Study Bible, our way of saying thank you for your support of $20 or more to Crosstalk. It is available online at vcyamerica.org. That's vcyamerica.org. Or you may call our switchboard at 800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829. Again, our way of saying thank you for your support of $20 or more and asking for a copy of this Memorization Study Bible. It's unlike any you've seen, but it is broken down simply for that that aid of assisting in memorization. We're going to be taking a quick break and coming back and discussing it further. But friends, if you have a question you'd like to ask on this topic or a comment on scripture memorization, maybe how it's impacted your life, how the Lord's used memorization in your life, pick up your phone and give us a call here at Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We're talking about scripture memorization for the new year, and Tom Meyer is our guest, the Bible Memory Man. We'll be back in just a minute, but pick up your phone, give us a call, whether it's a question on scripture memorization or maybe share a testimony on how scripture memory has helped you. We'll be right back.
Attacks continue against the Bible. Some accuse the Bible of not being historically accurate. Some insist it's a book written by man filled with error. But did you know that archaeology continues to confirm what's written in Scripture? In the fully illustrated hardcover book, Evidence for the Bible, you are introduced to the world of biblical archaeology. Using full-color pictures and an easily read format, you will see that what has been dug up from the earth confirms the places and events from Scripture. Rulers and kings are documented, battles and their outcomes are confirmed, and details of prophetic utterances are precisely what are known to have happened. This book takes you on a fascinating journey during which the traveler never knows what may turn up with the next trowel. It's hard to put this book down as one captivating page leads to another. Evidence for the Bible is available for a donation of $30. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Scripture Memory in a New Year, our topic today here on Crosstalk. Our guest is Thomas Meyer. He is known as the Bible Memory Man, but he has committed to memory over 20 books of the Bible. He speaks at churches and the conferences. He is an associate professor of Bible at Shasta Bible College and also a representative with Word Sower Ministries, and has put together this King James Version, a New Testament of the Memorization Study Bible. And if you have a question on memorization itself, if you have a question or perhaps even a comment on the way in which God has used a memorization in your heart in life, how that has been a benefit to you in some particular way, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. John is calling in from Pensacola, Florida. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim and Tom. This is Don in Pensacola.
Don.
D-O-N. How you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Great.
Yes, this, Tom and Jim, is my passion as well as memorizing Scripture, especially the Old King James Bible. You know, Philippians 4:8 says, what sort of things are true, what sort of things are honest, just, pure, virtuous, any praise, we're to think on these things. And, of course, the Bible is are those things. And I found in my Christian life when I first started out that it was most beneficial to street preaching, because you're constantly, like you said, you're reciting those words out loud, and you're reinforcing them and giving the chapter and verse as you're giving the topical message on the street corner. I know everybody's not called to street preach, mm-hmm. but if you are, it's really a good thing to do. I have a Franklin Holy Bible, the little plastic one, that works very good for me. And I'm sure your book is tremendous. I'm not trying to give something that's better, but this mm-hmm. just works for me with a little plastic window. And one verse pops up. It gives shows which words are italicized and which words aren't. Mm-hmm. And I also found out that ever since I was a kid, I was a whiz with algebra. So the numbers trigger the words and vice versa in the Scripture memorization. And so glad you're on today, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Don. Your comment there, here, Tom?
Well, I was a street preacher in Israel for 4 years mm-hmm. with a very well-known evangelical ministry. And I'll tell you what, you know, being able to recite on the spot Isaiah 53 from memory while you're standing next yeah. to, you know, Megiddo or Haifa or wherever, mm-hmm. you know, is a fantastic way. I was walking from the college once along, not the Western Wall, the Kotel, but the actual literal Western Wall of Jerusalem, making my way into Jaffa Gate, mm-hmm. and there was about 100 yeshiva Jewish students there. I'm like, well, Lord, if they're, you know, if they're there on the way back, I'll say something. Yeah. Well, guess what? They were there on the way back. So I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, here we go. So I told them Matthew chapter 1 from memory. You know, those 42 names in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus, from Abraham to yeah. Jesus, that proves Jesus has the credentials to rule as king, and et cetera. And it was just, it's amazing that when you're able to do that, how it's the power of the Word of God. You're not yeah. rationalizing, that kind of stuff is good, logic, whatever, you know, but just to get cut to the chase, right, and just to speak the oracles of the living God and let the Word of God do the work. And when you have that hidden in your heart, you're able to give an answer to every man that asks you reason for the hope that's in you.
With meekness and fear. Tom Meyer is our guest here today on Crosstalk. Our number 800-733-9829. Let's go to Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm so glad that you had this man on today. I had just been making up my mind for the new year that I was really going to tie into memorizing Scripture again. And although I hate to admit it, I am getting a little older. So the idea of that we need to exercise the muscle, and if we use it, it will come back. I really appreciate all that encouragement, because as I struggled through this last year in trying to memorize a verse, I did the 3x5 card, but I did the whole verse. Mm. So I used to be very good at memorizing, but it has waned over the years, and I have not been as diligent on it. So I'm just so appreciative of this. It's a great encouragement for me, and I'm going to put into practice the things that he has said that will
great.
Help.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to a really exciting year with the Lord. So
great.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Ann, for your call here today. And that's what the purpose of this is, Tom, to encourage people in the area of Scripture memory. And a 3x5 can work, too, as breaking it down into perhaps smaller portions and just writing out the entire verse from one end of the card or sheet of paper to the other may be a helpful hint to help people in the area of Scripture memorization.
Exactly, and that's why we're doing this, isn't it? To inspire the body of Christ to do it, to hide God's word in your heart. Give it a try. See what happens. See all the blessings that are going to come from it.
Yeah.
See how your thinking changes. See how your practice changes. How it becomes more in line with the word of the living God.
Our number, 800-733-9829. Karen is calling in from Central Point, Oregon. You're on the air, Karen.
Hi. Tom just mentioned what I was going to say about Isaiah 53, that I was in a church choir 40 years ago, and we sang Isaiah 53, so I have never forgotten it. And I actually used it just last week when I was Skyping with a family member that is Jewish and is very much an apostate Christian at this point. But when I brought up Isaiah 53, and we were Skyping, so I was able to just say it right to her, she said, "Oh, well, the suffering servant." And I went over the parts where it's for our iniquity, all this stuff, and it just kind of stopped her in her tracks. So it's very valuable to memorize Scripture and hide it in our hearts.
Amen.
And I appreciate what Tom has done.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate that. Tom, you know, that's a great illustration of how Scripture memory, you know, came at such a time.
Exactly. And, you know, Isaiah 53, that's quoted in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and 1 Peter, the first six books of the New Testament, plus 1 Peter. So you want to know who the Messiah is, quote-unquote, from the most famous passage, quote-unquote, from the Hebrew Bible, it's Isaiah 53.
Wow.
And that's the one I go to all the time, too. And, you know, if you start at 52:13, that introduction, it's only, but it's 15 verses. But I'll tell you what, I mean, remember the Ethiopian eunuch was reading that? And in that verse, right, that portion right there is if you have a heart for Jewish missions and et cetera, I would strongly suggest memorizing that passage.
Isaiah 53. At the beginning of each one of the books of the Bible, you've got an information page. What do you include in that?
Well, it's essentially the nuts and bolts of the book, how many verses are in it, who's the author, what's the background, just kind of the general description of the book if you need a little brush up before you start to get into memorizing a particular verse or a portion of it.
Yeah. Here I have the Gospel of John open, as I did before, and here the Gospel of John includes the I am statements. I am the bread of life, the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd, the resurrection, the life. I am the way, the truth, and life. I am the true vine. You'll find different helps in this memorization study Bible as well. Let's go to Nakusa, Wisconsin. We have Charles calling in. Hi, Charles. You're on the air.
Howdy. Say, I'll try not to take too long, but years ago I was in Tomah, Wisconsin, and a guy by the name of Vic Eliason came in and started a Christian school and a community Bible class, and the Bible class was so well attended and stuff that churches were telling people not to go to it because he was outside of our fellowship. I just had not a couple of days ago, got done writing 12 pages touching on that subject you're on today. But Mr. Eliason had the best Bible class and Bible study I've ever went to, and it was on Luke and Acts, and we memorized. Everybody there knew Luke and Acts, and we memorized so much of the Bible. And but here's the comment that I wrote it down so I could have it. Churches have left their commanded mission from God to train their people to go and make disciples. Now all we got is topics.
Mm.
Now I threw a pencil in here. A few of the topics I remember. Other Christian groups, cults, world religions, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventists, other church bodies outside Wisconsin Center, other Lutheran churches believe, symbols of our stained glass windows, the occult.
I tell you what, and Charles, I don't want to go too far down the trail here. I want to stay on the topic of memorization, but thank you so much for your comment here. And you talked about expository Bible preaching in that regard, and I guess when we know the scripture from start to finish here, Tom, we're doing just that. We're ready for that word of God to be given to us expositorily.
Exactly right. You know, for any Sunday school teachers out there or preachers out there to be able, you know how helpful it is to be able to have mm-hmm. verses memorized when you're teaching and preaching through something,
yeah.
and you're able to reference it when it comes to your mind, and it just makes you really quick and ready to be able to speak the Word of God,
right.
whether it's behind the pulpit or it's in the grocery store or wherever.
Let's see, we've got Sue calling from McPherson, Kansas. Hi, Sue, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sue, and as like you already said, from McPherson, Kansas. And I struggle with thoughts of depression and thoughts of self-criticism because I grew up in a very critical, judgmental, religious family. But, you know, the Word of God is just so great because I've just been really focusing on Romans 8, where there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, and I've just been memorizing through that chapter. It's such a great chapter in the Bible, and it's just made such a big difference in transforming my mind from painful, critical, condemning thoughts to ones of peace and life, because it says the mindset on the spirit is life and peace, and the mindset on the flesh is death. And I think the mindset on the flesh is condemnation and, you know, criticism and things that aren't helpful for our mental health.
Hmm.
And I just think that Scripture is just such a wonderful tool to help us become mentally healthy.
It is. Thank you, Sue. I'm going to have our guest comment on that. As Sue was talking right away here, I was thinking, Tom, of Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And she talked about our mental health, and if we want that perfect peace, it's keeping our mind stayed upon him. That's what Scripture memory does for us.
It does, and as you know, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Hmm.
And we need to remember what God's Word says about us. Who cares what the world says? You didn't go from ooze to the zoo to you by a series of time and chance over billions of years.
Mm-hmm.
You're made in the image and the likeness of a living God.
Yeah.
If you're his child, you have boldness, you have access, you have confidence to approach him in prayer. You have all the spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. I mean, you know, just those verses, right, those truths, right, in your heart change your thinking and your practice.
Yeah. Well, friends, we've got some open phone lines here. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Quick break here before us, and when we come back, I want to share with you how you can obtain a copy of this memorization study Bible. So have handy something to write with. We'll give you both a phone number and a website as well. Back in 1 minute, this is Crosstalk on VCY America. But if you have a question you'd like to ask or a comment, our number 800-733-9829. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've started a series on the dangers of discourse. Not the dangers of conversation, not the dangers of debate, but the danger of discourse, the belief that you can find common ground with Marxist or Islamist or extremist. Well, we learned, number one, to do that, you must accept their language. Number two, when you agree to have discourse with them, you're saying that your position is not fully truthful or acceptable. You're admitting by engaging in a discourse that there's something wrong with your position, be it your defense of capitalism, your defense of pro-life issues, your defense of national sovereignty. By agreeing to be involved in a discourse with them, you're openly saying, well, my position isn't fully 100% acceptable. It somehow needs to be mixed with their thesis. Well, that's the whole goal. Don't be involved in discourse with progressive Marxist Islamist.
As we talk about Scripture memory in a new year, our guest has put together the Memorization Study Bible. Now, this is a New Testament. It's close to 500 pages, and that's due to its layout in putting in short phrases here for the ease of Scripture memorization, but there's also other helpful tools in this as well. If we get time, we'll talk about the appendices here in this Memorization Study Bible. Here is one on 7 short scriptures to memorize. Another one, Sin to Salvation in 10 verses. There's an appendix on the popular New Testament chapters. There's another one on important New Testament verses. Other issues there as well as some of the keys for Bible memorization. It's all put together here in the Memorization Study Bible. Again, this is a New Testament, King James Version. It's paperback, close to 500 pages, and we're making this available as our way of saying thank you for your support of $20 or more. It's available online at vcyamerica.org. That includes shipping and everything to you, vcyamerica.org, or by calling 800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829. 9829. Going right back to the phone lines, we have Joe calling in from Waynesburg, Kentucky. You're on the air, Joe.
Yes, sir. I attended a meeting several years ago, and the evangelist, what he was doing was quoting scripture like for 45 minutes, just one scripture after another, like a whole book or whatever. And honestly, I didn't get anything out of it. He didn't stop and explain any scriptures or anything, just recited. Now, I love memorizing scriptures and things, but I'm also a minister. And I use those scriptures as I preach, and things come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like for your guest to speak about that. Was I wrong? I mean, did I miss something? Or I don't know.
Well, two things come to my mind real quick. I think it's in Ezra and Nehemiah, Jim, where he makes sense of the passage.
Mm-hmm.
Another verse where he makes sense after they read it.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, the one side of the coin is we definitely need expository preaching to explain to the people what they just heard, on the one hand. But on the other hand, as you know, the Word of God never, and you can probably finish my thought here, returns void. And so the power of the spoken word of God will accomplish its purpose in and of itself. So I think it's a two-sided coin there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. So it may not be one or the other, but actually both that are at work here. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We see that people will read a Gospel of John and say, wow, that is me. I need to trust Christ as my Savior. I'm like that Nicodemus, or I'm like that woman at the well, or perhaps looking in Acts, and I'm just like that fellow from Ethiopia reading from Isaiah, and Philip came and ministered unto him, explained what that was saying there, the passage from Isaiah. So it is, we see both at work, but we know this, Tom, that the Word of God is quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
That's faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen. Let's go to Priscilla calling in from Talent, Oregon. You're on the air, Priscilla.
Oh, hi. Yes, we're very thrilled to hear one of your programs dedicated to memorization. It has been a tremendous blessing to our family. My siblings and I memorized since we were 10 years old, and we all agree has greatly affected our families, and we're trying to continue. Now we have many grandchildren, and we've paid a lot of them to memorize, and it works. If you have no other way, but you know what? That we feel it's a great investment, and the kids are doing well, and we just thank God for memorization. When I was very young, my father had a classmate in seminary who started Bible Memory Association, and they have put together over the years at least 50 booklets with memorizing topics, and even starting with age, like, preborn, you know, and our son, when he was 2, he could recite a little scripture from their ABC book for every letter of the alphabet easily. They learn so quickly when they're tiny, and it stays with them. He's been thankful as a father. But anyway, there's so many wonderful blessings of memorization and scriptoriums. If you've not heard of them, they're starting over the country. our church recently, well, not long ago, had a scriptorium where everyone signed up to memorize and get together and everyone recites the scriptures, whether it's a verse or a chapter or a book, whatever it is. What a blessing it is. And we just would love to see it continue every year.
Thank you, Priscilla.
So thank you for having this memorization. That the Bible memory has become Scripture Memory Fellowship now out of Dallas, Texas.
But thank you, Priscilla. I'm out of time here, and I've got to squeeze one more call in, but thank you so much for what you had to share here. Mary in Science Hills, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you how precious Bible memorization has been to our family. Mm. My mother is 91 years old, and she is one of the neatest Christian women I've ever met. And she's in the throes of dementia, and she's blind now. But what she's doing in her dementia is quoting scriptures to everybody telling them all about Jesus. And her Bible memorization has just blessed us as a family, because now I can say, oh, she's quoting Psalms, or oh, she's quoting Isaiah, or oh, she's quoting John. And it's just been such a gift. Her memorization of the scripture has been a gift to our family as she goes through this process of dying.
Wow.
And I just thought that was amazing. We don't think about that. We think about our how much the blessings will help us and how much memorization will help us, but she's passing it on to her kids and her grandkids.
Amen.
And I just wanted to say thank you.
God bless you, Mary. Thank you for the call. And Tom, what a great concluding call today as to the impact of scripture memorization.
It's so true. And like the last two callers touched on, let's get them all the young friends. You know, there's an old saying I learned in Israel, put it in them, put the word of God in them when they're little lambs. And then when they're strong rams, then we can start to unpack the meaning of things like propitiation and words like that. But start now.
Tom Meyer is our guest today here on Crosstalk and has put together the Memorization Study Bible available at vcyamerica.org or by calling 800-729-9829. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us today, and we wish you a blessed new year.
Thank you.
Tom Meyer is our guest, and folks, we thank you for joining us here today. Consider what you can do in response to this here today in this new year as far as memorizing God's Word, hiding it in your heart that we might not sin against Him. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.